Parshas Amor tells us about the various restrictions incumbent upon Kohanim, classes of women that they're not allowed to marry, including a grusha. The Mishnah tells us in Yevamos and Daf Sadi Beis Amud Aleph, the last piece of the Mishnah, Amr la meis balich, vindis kacha. So they tell a woman that your husband died, and she receives kedushin from another man. And then her husband comes back home. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. And even if she receives a get for the second husband, that get isn't a real get, and therefore it doesn't asr her lakuna. She doesn't have the status of the grusha because there was never any tvitzas kedushin with the second husband since she was still married to the first husband. So the kedushin didn't exist, and the get is meaningless. As zudar shev lazer ben masya v'isha grusha meisha v'lo meisha einu isha. So the din that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, that only applies to a grusha who's grusha from her husband. But if someone receives a get from someone who's not her husband, that's a meaningless act, and it doesn't create an iser kahuna. Fine. Then the Gemara has on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph the last little piece before the next Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Havalei L'Rav Elazar L'Midrash Bei Marganisa V'Darish Bei Chaspa. So Rav Elazar Ben Masi in the Mishnah who had that drasha of Isha Grusha Meisha, so he could have darshined a gem, and instead he darshined a shard. So he gave the wrong drasha. My Marganisa, so what's the gem that he should have darshaned? He got it wrong. He gave the wrong drasha. What should he have said? Ditanya v'isha grusha me'isha afilu lo niskarsha ella me'isha psula l'kahuna v'hainu re'ach haget posel b'kahuna. Even if she's only divorced from her husband, psula l'kahuna. What does that mean? Says Rashi, lo niskarsha ella me'isha kagon. Shekasav la get, v'amr la harei amigureshes mimeni, v'yai mutaris l'chol adam. So there's a restriction in the get. The get's effective to release you from me, but you still remain asur to the rest of the world. So if you affect such a condition in the get, shelo nisgar shezulu gamri, ela me'isha nifrida, so it doesn't affect the real gerushin. It separates between the husband and the wife, but doesn't allow the wife to remarry. Even in that case, where it's not a real get, psula l'kahuna, it may spahut really nase. So, kolzman, that the husband's still alive, she's not allowed to marry anyone else anyway, because that was the condition of the get. But even if the husband dies, and she should be free to remarry, she still has the status of a grusha. So that half get, that only affected the gerishim in a baal, but not the heter li nase, creates a reyach haget, a smell of a get, which asers her le kahuna. Okay, so what's this din of reyach haget that asers a kahuna? So the pashas of this Gemara and the parallel Gemara in Gitz and Daf Heves is that this seems to be a drasha gemura din deraisa. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. The Gemara says that's the marganisa, that's the primary correct drasha for this pasuk. So it sounds like a din deraisa. Even if a get is not fully effective, but it affects something, it accomplishes something, that creates a reach get that gives it the status of a grusha le'inyan, the iser le'kohe. Pashas Lashon Rambam sounds like it's only a din derabanan. Take a look at the next page. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Yud of Gerushin, klal in formulations, terminology in Hilchos Gittin. Kol makom she'amarnu b'chibur zeh she'get batel, o eino get, o eino migureshes, harei zeh get batel min haTorah, v'yadayin hi eishes ish gemura. So where the Rambam uses the code phrases batel, eino get, eino migureshes, that means it gets nothing min haTorah, she's still an eishes ish legamri. V'mniseis teitze v'vlad mamzer. So that which is a get batel min haTorah, that has absolutely no effect, and it doesn't create an iser grusha. Chutz min amigarish es ishta v'amr laharei amigarish es mimeni ve'ein amuter sechol. So that's the din of reich get we just saw in Yevamos Sadi Dalet. Hare zubsulakuna midivrayan. Shinamar visha gusha meisha. Amachachamim. I feel it as garsha elamisha. Lahutra lachol nasa lakuna. Vizarayachagetcha posubakuna midivrayan. So the Magamisha points out that the Rambam seems to see this not as a drasha gemura, but a smacha of some sorts. It's a psul midivrayim, a psul derabanan. So min haTorah, there's no reyach haget at all. The whole concept of reyach haget is a din derabanan.
Why would the get work to make her usher on the baal? Because it's not a complete get, since it's not a good get. So the whole get shouldn't be chal at all. He should be chayev in sherkus suspenona, and there should be the marriage should still be in effect.
Well, the chiyuvei baal may not exist anymore because that gerushin was effective in mixas that she's grusha mimenu, she's just not mutaris l'chaladam.
But there's and no such thing. There's no such thing.
There is such a thing.
It's derabana.
Well, that's the question. The Rambam says that that din of reyach haget is only derabana. The effect of that tonight would be minatora. That her status is it's definitely the case that her status is that she's asura to the baal and she's asura l'chol olam. Now, whether that creates an Issa Kuhuna, that's a din of Reach Haget. Seems like a machlokas whether that's a din d'Oraisa or a din d'Rabbana. So the Shagas Aryeh in the Tshuvas HaKadosha, Simon Beis, discusses this Rambam. He points out, possible nafkamina, whether Reach Haget is a psul d'Oraisa or psul d'Rabbana, would be, do you create halalus minator in that situation? Let's say the woman does marry a Kohen, and they have a kid. So is that kid a halal? So if Reach Haget is a psul minator, the kid's a halal. If Reach Haget is only psul d'Rabbana, it's not a chal min haTorah, maybe a chalal mi de rabbana. Okay, so this din, that reyach haget, so the Gemara only invokes reyach haget in this limited context where you say, harei megureshes mimeni mitaras l'chalada. This appears in Shulchan Aruch in a few contexts in Ebenezer. Look first in the beginning of Simon Vav. Nashim ha'asuras l'kohen v'din eishes kohen. L'kohen asim min haTorah begrusha, zon of a chalala. Aser b'chalusa midrabanan. Fine, skipping a little bit. Now on to the next page. Vafilu, the third line, reyach haget posel b'kuhuna. V'kofen osalahotzi. Hechidami reyach haget. Kegon sh'amr lo harei megeresh es mimeni. V'yam mitaras achal adam. V'afa pishalahutra b'zeh. Haget, b'zeh haget, nifsal l'kuna. So that's the din we just saw in Yivam Mitzani Dalit, Gitin Pei Beis, Reach Haget, in that specific case. The Rama adds, that's all we have in the Makaber. That one case of Reach Haget. The Rama adds, Vafilo l'niskarsha rak mishum kol kedushin ba'alma. That even if a get is only issued because there's a kol, there's a... people are talking about the fact that there may have been kedushin. Afa pishu barish ein mamish both on kedushin. So people are talking that there was a kedushin, but it really didn't happen. There's no objective evidence that there was a kedushin. The einos neged rak mikach chumra b'alma, and the get is only issued because of a chumra. Afilu hachi psula l'kahuna. That also creates a reach haget. The apostles her l'kahuna. Chuvas Rashba chelak aleph simin taf kuf nun. What's the Rashba chelak aleph simin taf kuf nun? The Rashba there discusses, was asked about a town. Is there some bulbs out here? It looks darker than usual. They're all there.
It fluctuates. It goes from darker to light.
Okay. So the Rashba is talking about a city where they made a takana that you're only allowed to affect Kiddushin with a minion and the chazan. The minion, we understand. They could be what they meant by chazan is a proper Masada Kiddushin. So they made a takana that city ordinance, you're only allowed to have a kedushin with a minion and a shliach tzibur. And someone went ahead and effected a kedushin without a minion. So according to Kol HaMekadesh HaDaita the Rabbanan, so that kedushin was considered to be ineffective. Nevertheless, people were saying that maybe a get should be given, so there shouldn't be motzi, there shouldn't be a kol, that she's really Mikudeshes, even though, according to the Takana Sakal, she wasn't Mikudeshes. So in that case, what is the status of that get? Does that Aser Lakuna? Because this woman received the get, in this case where there was a call about the Kedushin, even though it wasn't affected, Kedas, the local rabbinate, and then she wanted to marry a Kohen. Is she allowed to marry a Kohen? So the Rashba Paskins, gets a posel lekahuna. Chada deman lemalan deloy miskacha lekogin. Who's to say that there wasn't a proper kedushin, even though there was a takana, there was a kenas to only be mekadosh with the women, with the chazan, but maybe he didn't know about it. Maybe it's outside the city limits. Maybe it really was effective. And another concern, the Gemara has in Yevamos Daf Lamed Hayom Beis by a case of a chalutza. Chalutza is also asur l'kohen. What happens where a chalitza is done that was not necessary? A woman believes that there's a zika, that she has to accept chalitza from the Yevam, and then she finds out that she's pregnant. She finds out that she's pregnant, so there's no need for chalitza. So in that case, the Gemara says that she's still a suh lakuna. Even though the chalitza was meaningless, it didn't affect anything because she was pregnant, there was no zika. Nevertheless, the Gemara expresses a concern that maybe there are people who are around at the time of the chalitza, who weren't around when they made an announcement later, b'shas achraza, that there's no need for a chalitza, and they'll come to make a mistake and think that a chalitza is muteres. They'll think that something was done improperly here. So because of the concern that people may be around for the chalitza and not around for the achraza, so this chalitza is still a sula kohen, even though the chalitza was ineffective and meaningless. So same concern over here, that even if you're going to publicize that the get wasn't necessary, but maybe people were around at the time of the get, they weren't around at the time of the hachraza, and we should therefore aser her l'kahuna. That's another manifestation of reich haget that asers on a kohen. So that's the Tshuva Sarashba that the Ramah quotes over here, lahalacha in Simen Vav. Then also we have the next page, Simen Yud, in the context of Masik Rishaso, Simen Yud, Sif Aleph. Hamagarishes ishtav achagach zinsa muteres achsa lebaila. In the skachel achar v'girsha omeis asul achsa lebisham. So if a woman gets divorced and then gets remarried to husband number two, then gets divorced, the husband dies, she's not allowed to go back to husband number one. Says the Ramah again, afilo niskarshi rachmi koach kol ba'alma. Even if it's not a real get, it's only because of a kol, it's not necessary, still the din of machzor gerushaso applies. And then we have a third application, Simen Yud Gimel Sif Tes, in the context of Havchana, that a woman needs to wait 90 days after her gerushin before remarrying. So Mechaber writes, Isha Shidiskarsha V'yasa Kol Pisal Al Get V'tzichu Get Acher V'nei Alaz. So there is an error on the get, and they have to do another get. Yesh Omer Shetzvichal Ahamtin Shlosha Chadosh Miget Hasheni. Yesh Omer She'en Shetzvichal Miget Rishon. So Machlokas, whether you have to count another 90 days from the new get. Hagah Yesh Lachos Shetzvichal Rishona. V'chein Im Niskarsha Machmas Kol Kiddushin Ba'amah Shetzvichal Ahamtin. So there are three places, in the context of the Yisr Grusha Lekohen, in the context of Machzor Grushaso, in the context of Havchana. In all these cases, the Ramah writes, based on the Tshuva Sarashba, that there is a concern of Reach HaGet, and even though the get wasn't really necessary, it still has the effect of Asur Lekuna, of creating Machzor Grushaso Yisr, and of creating a need for Havchana. However, look back at the Nosei Kalim and Simen Vav. So take a look at the Chelkas Mechoke Sif Katan Gimel, and that Ramah of Reach HaGet Mishul Kol Kiddushin. The Ramah writes, the Chelkas Mechoke writes, and the short lines. The Chelkas Mechoke, down the short lines. Chalkas mechalkes have gotten base. I was looking at the Bishmol. Chalkas mechalkes have gotten base. Afil hachi tzul lakuna. Bahagaz Mordechai, Kiddushin, maybe kamadeus de cheir lakuhuna. Vechain hevi base elsin shibas harashba. Vesemin yur gimel. Shek cheir lakuna, but nasan get chain with sarach al piyadin. Hu mamish hapech shuvazu, shevi arav kamish em harashba. So he points out there's a steer in shuvas harashbas. Shuvas HaRashba, we just quote a chelik aleph tav kuf nun in the case of the kedushin that was done without a minion, where the get was only lechomer ba'alma, not necessary. It creates a reach haget to aser l'kohen. There's another shiva of Rashba, Chelik Dalet Siman Shin Dalet, that the Beis Yosef also quotes. A maisa where there was a kedushin that was suspected, but there was no firm testimony that the kedushin actually happened, and they told the woman she should receive a get anyway. And there the Rashba point paskins that there's no need for hafchana, and the woman's mutaris are going. The student shiva of Rashba, one shiva of Rashba, the Rashba writes, Rech again in the case where Gedel's the Chumra, and the other case, the other Shuvi says no. So the Chalkas Mechalkik says, V'yesh l'chalik. You can distinguish between the two contexts of the two Rashbas. He doesn't tell you how you can be Mechalik. If you look in the Beis Shmuel, here in Sivkat and Gimel, basic Mechalik of Beis Shmuel seems to be along these lines, that there are different levels of Chumra, the different levels of Chashash, of Kol. In the case of the Shuvah Rashba, who's Machmir, there is a case where there's a Kedushin that was done in front of proper Eidei Kedushin. It just wasn't done in front of the Minyan based on the Takana Sakal. So if not for the Takana Sakal, it should have been a fully valid Kedushin. Ella, they have their own rules. So there's a much stronger tzad that there was a need for the get, even if it wasn't given, I'll pay Yipsak Bezdin. And the other Shuvah Rashba, so it was a lower level concern. There was no credible evidence that there was Kedushin at all. Nevertheless, they went ahead with the get, so there's a less of a concern about Re'echa get, and there the Rashba was Mater her Le Kahuna. So this question, how do you resolve the steer and Shuvah Rashba, so what do we assume Lalacha, is very relevant Lalacha L'maisa to something that comes up all the time, where we have a get that's issued after a non-halachic marriage, a civil marriage, a non-halachic marriage, whereas we've discussed in Shirin previously, the general consensus among poskim is that Me'ikar Adin, a get is not necessary. Me'ikar Adin, the people who live in a non-observant environment, there's no presumption of Eidot Namosa Bilas Bilas Nus. So if there's no proper halachic kedushin, and we're not worried about Eidot Namosa Bilas Bilas Nus, Me'ikar Adin, a get is not required. L'chachila, we always require a get out of deference to the Machmirim in this case. In such a case, but if push comes to shove, if a get is impossible, we'll be makel to allow the woman to remarry without a get. So does a get issued after a civil marriage or non-halachic marriage create a re'echa get? So that seems to depend on these two Jewish Rashbas. That the Gemara's case, a re'echa get is very limited to shagrusha meisha, harayat migurash many asur l'chalada, yet mitas l'chalada. But the Rishonim seems to expand. If how far do we go with that expansion? And is that going to create an issur lacuna? So halacha l'maisa, if a woman was married civilly, she receives a get because she's told it's a good idea. Now she wants to marry Cohen. Is she muteres l'Cohen? Rav Avadia has a number of tshuvas on this topic. Chelek vav of Evan Ezer Simon Aleph, Chelek vav Simon Aleph in the context of Maxi Grushaso. So there, for Sephardim, it's easier, because this is all Ramaz. If you read the Mechaber, even though the Beis Yosef quotes, both Rashbas, but in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber only quotes the Gemara's application of Re'echa Get. He doesn't have all these other cases that the Ramaz quotes. So for Sephardim, it's easier. So definitely for Sephardim, Rav Avadia is Mekel there in the Maxi Grushaso case, where there was a couple that was married civilly, and then they lived together many years. They got divorced in the Beis Din in Tel Aviv in 1967. Then, 1970, she remarried someone by the name of Aleph Weissman. I assume no relation. And then, a couple years later, she got divorced. And then she wants to go back and remarry the first husband. So is there an Isser of Maxer Grushaso? Rav Avadia Paskin not. Talks about the Steer and Rashbas here. Doesn't exactly have like a new creative Mahalach in the Rashba, but he says, bottom line, L'maisa, they could be Mekel. Then, in Chelek Yud Aleph, the recently posthumously published, that was for Sephardim, the recently posthumously published Shuvas Yabi Omer Chelek Yud Aleph, Rav Avadia has two Shuvas about Re'echa Get Le'inyan marrying a Kohen, both written to Ashkenazim. Simon Lama Beis and Simon Lama Gimel. The one in Simon Lama Beis, I had a copy of the Sav Yad years ago. It's written to a well-known member of the American rabbinate, whose name I won't mention now. This is the Ksav Yad, but now it's reprinted here. And then the next two, which I hadn't seen before until this is published, it was written to Rabbi Aryeh Ralbag. Both of the cases dealt with a situation where there was a civil marriage. Both of them dealt with a situation where there was a halachic marriage. But even though there was a halachic marriage, it was one of Rav Avadya's classic Nimsa Echem Yankar apostle situations, where one of the Eidei Kedushin was apostle. So there, Rav Avadya with the Ma'arivayel that we've discussed in the past assumes that the Kedushin is nothing, even if there are other kosher Eidim present. So Rav Avadya writes that in the context of Mamzeris, and we had one case even in the context of Eishes Ish. So here in the context of Re'ech HaGet, he's willing to be makel in those cases as well, to allow that there was a get, but the get wasn't necessarily mikra din, because Nimsach HaKarv Apostle is a dusan b'teila, so even though there are other kosher witnesses in the audience. So in that case, even though I could have argued that it's a much it's a higher bar over here, that in the case of civil marriage, 90% of poskim assume that there's no need for get. So there you'll say there's no re'ech HaGet. But in the case of Nimsach HaKarv Apostle, so Rav Avadya was in the Ma'arivayel. But the mainstream among Ashkenazim is not that way. So at least at a deference to the Chassan Sofer and what we'll call our mainstream Zak. So you should have been machmir on the Re'ech HaGet question. Meila, if it was a civil marriage, so there would be inclined to be Meikle. Rav Avadya is Meikle in that case as well. Rav Amar is a tshuva, Shema Shloma, Chelek Aleph, Evan Ezra Simon Beis, Chelek Aleph Simon Beis, where he assumes he's writing for Sfaradim. He says for Sfaradim, in the case of civil marriage, he's comfortable being Mekel, that there's no concern of Re'ech HaGet. For Ashkenazim, we have in file a letter written by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik on the letterhead of Westin Hotels and Resorts. Yom Gimel Parshas Vayakol Pekudei Tafshin Nun Ches Be'inyan Isha Achas Cheniskacha B'kidushin Ayidei Ravi for me. V'lo hayu edim k'sherim klal b'chasana, v'achar kach nisgarsha, v'lo bodku im zekuku l'get al pi din, v'achshav rotha l'schatein im kohen shuvadei kohen v'shomer mitzvos, v'kem ishalo hayu edim k'sherim b'chasanasa arishona, ein la din grusha v'chali nasa l'koi. So, especially where they just did a get, because pro forma, anytime there's people getting divorced, you should do a get. Without investigating the particulars of the original reform marriage. But bottom line, since it was a reform marriage without kosher edim, then she's allowed to marry a kohen. There's no re'ech haget in that situation. If Leibish Landesman from Muncie, the Sakana Dayanu of Muncie, has a tshuva from Tavshin Samachay on this topic, he's also Mekel. But he says that he thinks that there's what to be makel about with civil marriage nowadays, even according to the Rashba that the Ramah does quote, even according to the more machmir Rashba. You could be mechal between his situation and our situation. So he writes that the concern that the Rishonim are talking about is where the understanding, the presumption is that if people receive the get, it's because there's a proper kedushin. Because 99.9% of all Jews that got married b'chol of the kedushin. So if you see there's a get, so then there's a concern of re'ech haget, because the assumption is that the get was necessary. But if you live in a society where most people don't get married to the Chuppah V'Kedushin, so there's no more reason to assume, if you see someone getting a get, that there was a Chuppah V'Kedushin and there wasn't a Chuppah V'Kedushin, and people, the majority, aren't Shomrei Torah Mitzvos, so then maybe even according to the Machmir Shuvah Zerashba, you could be makel that there's no concern of re'ech haget. Rav Nata Sulzai Gesund told us that he wants to discuss this with Rav Yashiv. Rav Nata is of the opinion that there is no Re'ech HaGet from civil marriage, and women can remarry a kohen under the circumstances. Rav Yashiv thought otherwise. And it sounded like Rav Yashiv would have said that if you have a reform marriage, so maybe better not to even require a get, l'chachila, so it's not to create a situation where she's going to be Asura Lakoi. But at the very least, Rav Yashiv felt that there is a Re'ech HaGet over here, a concern of Re'ech HaGet, and Rav Nata wasn't convinced. Rav Tzvi Ben Yaakov, one of the senior Dayanim in the Batei Din Rabbaniim, Tzvi Ben Yaakov in Tel Aviv, I believe also has a tshuva, where he's machmir. I tried to look for it today, I couldn't find it, but I'm pretty sure that I saw Shul of his once, where he's machmir on Reich HaGet when it comes to civil marriage as well. Generally, our bezin is of the position that if we would come to a determination, the get was only the chumrah, a situation where if a get was impossible, we'd allow the man or the woman to remarry without a get, so that doesn't create a reich haget to aser lekohen. As we noted in the context of the Jews of Rashba and the Ramah, this is relevant to Havchana as well. So, it could be more relevant than the kohen issue. If you have someone who gets married civilly, and then they receive a get, so do you have to wait 90 days, as they're in the same din of Havchana, until to allow the person to remarry? So there's a tzad to be makel on this shayla as well, as Rabbi Landerman discussed a little bit in his Juba as well, that if the get's only l'chumra, and there wasn't really a need to begin with, so maybe there's a tzad to be makel about for Havchana. Rav Henkin has a tshuva b'lav hachi. Rav Henkin, who we know is machmer in civil marriage to require a get maker a din, but he has a different cheshbon. He has a tshuva Lev Iver Simon Ayin Vav, where he's makel as a matter of course that if someone had a civil divorce already, so then you can count the 90 days from the date of the civil divorce. People who are after the civil divorce, so for all intents and purposes, once they're already civilly divorced, you can start the clock for the 90 days of Havchana. That's a useful kula that sometimes could be helpful to people who... If someone was halakhically married, we'd be a little more reluctant to rely on such a kula. But if someone was civilly married, so even though Rav Henkin would say they need a get mikra din, but if we're mekel here on the reich haget aspect of that, so that's more of a reason to be mekel on Havchana, where Nesser just got that shayla twice this week, of people who are holding by getting married, and the rabbis in the Sadr Kedushin realized that they needed to get a get from a previous marriage, which was not a halakhic marriage, so do they have to wait the 90 days to remarry? They had this twice this week, so... Based on Rav Henkin and this cheshbon of Reich HaGet, there is what to be mekel about.